peoples of the interwebs, 'tis I, Christy.
And me, Kelly.
And you're back joining us once again, Unnerved, a horror movie podcast.
Welcome, Christy just fucking... We were just talking and she gave me this look and without a second pause, clicks the, like, record button. I was not ready for this shit.
I downed all my daily stress on her and I'm like, okay, let's do this.
We're ready now.
Record.
And I'm like, I'm not ready now.
I'm hungry.
Oh, I am too. I mean, that is fair.
So what do we do here?
If you're new here, Christy, you know, bamboozles me, but also we talk about horror movies every other week. This is our first episode. Welcome back.
Of 2023.
Weeks. Yes, and in 4 weeks because we took a little break around the New Year's, which we tend to do because we're human and also we exploded with things to do.
Yeah, our workloads at our normal day jobs decided to be like, meh, you busy.
About that.
And we were like, why?
Well, and also like, now that we're in the New Year, we are getting closer and closer to the wedding and my stress has started to build. So...
Getting ready. Go get April.
Getting ready.
And your bachelorette party, which I have been planning extensively, is next weekend.
I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. There's some good stuff happening.
I'm like, pumped.
There are Amazon packages on my bed that are still packaged, but those are going to be for next weekend.
Are they related to underwear? Because I'm still very curious.
Who's to say?
Christy comes up to me one day.
In a parking lot.
In a parking lot goes, yo, what's your underwear size? I'm like, hold up.
Like, well, you answered right away and you're like, wait a minute.
Well, I mean, it was like a weird question, but not something I'm like unashamed to tell Christy. So
I'm like, real quick, before we see any other people. What's the size? And you're like, this, and I'll, and she's like, wait a minute, what? I'm like, don't worry about it. And I kept walking. Into the
shocked.
Same location we were walking into.
Yeah, it was fine. It was totally fine. So now I am very curious about it.
Well, you only have a week and a day to wait.
Yeah, well, two, technically. It's
whatever.
Well, if you're listening to this, a week and a day on the day it drops. Otherwise, a week and 2 days because we were behind this recording session.
Yeah, we've been busy.
Well, I mean, we have watched both movies on this theme. So,
yes. So our theme is Aliens.
Yes.
Not to be confused with the actual franchise Alien.
Nope.
Because we did cover the very first one, but we are covering things from outer space. So we are covering Killer Clowns from Outer Space from 1988 today.
Yeah.
This was my pick.
This is Christy's pick. Yeah, we'll get to my pick at the end, which is going to be a very interesting episode already.
It's a different vibe than what we're covering
very
today.
Very different vibe. This is very 80s. This is camp. This is giving me camp.
This is Christy's 80s, like... We're going to watch this because it's the 80s and I love it.
And it's really good. I mean, it is
good. It's a cult classic.
Totally. And it, for some reason, has been stuck in sequel hell and can't seem to make any progress.
Yes, but video game.
True.
It does have to be. I'm going to play it. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to play it. It's going to be great.
Is it out yet or is it coming out?
It's coming out beginning of this year sometime.
Okay.
No official date dropped, but it says... Early 2023. Excellent. And the trailers are out and they look pretty dang good.
Okay, well, I need to watch that. I read some stuff about it. I mean,
the clowns are so much from, like, the movie. It's great.
Good.
It's pretty much the movie, but with, like, different characters that you're playing.
Okay.
And, yeah, the clowns look aesthetically pleasing. And I'm excited.
Well, should we talk about the cast?
Drop the cast. What's the cast?
Okay. Grant Kramer is Mike Tobacco. He's the boyfriend wearing the very 80s jeans. But he's not the true star of the show. We'll get there.
No.
Then there's Suzanne Snyder, who's Debbie Stone. I don't love her. She is a large reason why the acting in this does not
get a good story. Hit or miss with her acting.
She gets better as the movie goes on, and she has like less speaking lines and more physicality to her role.
I think it's also depending on the scene partner she's in the scene with.
She clearly likes one man way more than the other.
And which man would that be?
That would be our next guy, who is John Allen Nelson, who plays Dave Hansen.
He's beautiful.
I literally was screaming Dave several times throughout this movie. He is stunning. Okay?
I agree with you, and I watched it with you.
He was beautiful.
You're like, Dave!
Dave! And at the end, where, like, spoilers, you think he's dead for a hot second, but he's not, I was literally screaming Dave at the TV. It would have been a true tragedy if they killed off his character, and they almost did.
Mm-hmm.
Very upsetting. Yeah. And then they even thought that they could kill off Dave.
How dare they?
How they... I can never forget.
How they even think to dare.
But.
Who's next?
Michael S. Siegel is Rich Terenzi, and Peter Lacasse is Paul Terenzi. They're the twins. Royal Dano is Farmer Jean Green, who has a little... Like, it's a hound dog. As a dog. Oh, how did I miss that?
You skipped over Curtis Mooney.
Well, I didn't care about him, I guess. But John Vernon is Curtis Mooney. And Charles Chiodo? Chiodo? He plays Jojo the Clownzilla, and it's directed by Steven
Chiodo.
Chiodo, thank you.
Yeah, there are three brothers that have directed, mm-hmm. created, done all the special effects for this movie.
They are the... From them is the brainchild.
Yes.
You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's our cast. It's not a very big cast. It is a B, you know, film. Like, it's
$2 million budget.
Yeah. Not a whole
which,
lot.
Since these guys are special effects people, they...
All practical.
Yeah. They did it all practically, and they were like, we already kind of know how to do this without testing super much, so... Mm-hmm. They didn't have to plow through that budget that much.
No. And it's good. It's so good. It's so good.
Let's get into it. So, good old Mike Tobacco, because you gotta have a last name of Tobacco. He...
Yas.
Him and his current lady friend... Girlfriend, possibly?
I think it that's says his
in, like, the plot's friend...
It's his girlfriend.
I think that they're feeling it out.
They're dating.
I don't think they're
seeing
fish.
Each other.
Yeah, I don't think they're a fish, but they're making out at the makeout peak with, like, a bunch of other couples, because that's what people apparently did in the 80s.
Is that for real? Is that for real, for real?
Yeah.
I just think that's so odd.
Well, we're millennials.
Yeah, we just sexed.
And they're making out and talking, and, you know, the ice cream brothers show up, and they're like, oh my gosh, here's all these ice cream innuendos.
Yeah, and they're trying to get with two ladies that they have in their ice cream van, who are, yeah, like you said, they're eating popsicles.
Provocatively, yes. On purpose, and being like, you're not getting anything from us, take us home.
I will say one of them definitely understood the assignment much better than the other.
You write. And when you write, you write.
I am right. Look at me.
I agree
I'm
with
right.
you. So the ice cream truck then leaves, and then Debbie and Mike start making out again, but then something goes overhead, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's like a Halley's Comet meteor thing. Let's go check it out.
Yeah, cut to a farmer who also sees said thing.
Jean Green.
Mm-hmm. With his dog.
And his doggo.
Boo Bear.
And he goes to investigate, and the doggo gets snatched.
Lame.
And then so does he. He gets sucked into the giant circus tent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He...
He didn't get scooped.
Doesn't he also kind of, like, get electrocuted at one point?
Yeah, the... Like, you know the circus tents, and they usually have, like, big ropes holding everything up?
Yeah.
Well, like, these ropes are made of metal, and they electrocuted him when he tried to, like, pull on them to get to his dog, but then...
Boo Bear.
A dang net comes and snatches him up, and he turns into cotton candy.
Yes, which is lovely, and I love that concept so much.
Cotton candy cocoons. Everybody will be a beautiful butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
And these are our first kills of the movie. I'm assuming they kill the dog.
Well, we never see the dog again, so...
I assume they killed the dog.
We have to assume that.
Or they decide to keep the dog as a pet.
I hope it's the latter, but I don't think it is.
I mean, let's just say these clowns took the dog.
Okay.
And they love the dog.
Okay, I can...
And will be the new space dog.
I'm cool with that.
the new mascot. Because, you know, them balloon animals, they're not so sturdy.
No, definitely not.
So maybe they decided, maybe we should get a real dog.
Maybe they took the soul of the dog and put it in their balloon animal dog.
There you go.
Requires one soul.
He lives on. He lives on. Rip. So Mike and Debbie arrive to investigate it for themselves, and now the roles are reversed. So initially Debbie was all for seeing what landed. Mm-hmm. Now Mike is all interested in what's inside the tent, and Debbie's like, oh my gosh, like, why? This is creepy. Let's go. We shouldn't be here. You stop the makeout sesh to be there.
But also, like, trust your gut, and Mike doesn't listen, which I kind of also get, because they don't know.
It just looks like a circus tent.
Yes, it does.
So they go inside, and it is very clown meets sci-fi.
Absolutely.
It hits the genre on the head. Mm-hmm. And Mike's kind of fooling around, and Debbie's just like, oh my gosh, what? No, this is spooky. Why should... And they're pushing...
I'm uncomfortable.
They're pushing buttons. They go into, like, a Star Wars-esque area.
Star Wars. Very, Luke and his father, Darth Vader, having a battle in the...
Spoiler alert to Star Wars.
Oh, shit. Man, if you do not know that by now, where have you been living?
I mean, he is Darth Father.
Yeah, literally. That's his name.
Yeah. Anywho's. They're pushing buttons, and then they get discovered by a clown. Mm-hmm. And they come across the candy cane, or
cotton
candy cocoons, and they notice that there's bodies in them.
And they're dead. They're not just being, like,
oh, no, they're out. They're bloody. They're definitely gross. Dead. They're decomposing. Mm-hmm. And they are chased out by a clown shooting popcorn at them.
Yeah, so they get popcorn on some of their clothes and it's things important. Like that. Yes. It is important.
So now there are two chasing after him. One of them makes the balloon animal dog.
This is the best part of the
to
movie.
To sniff and hunt them down.
Oh my god, it is so good. I just love this. This is so great. I do believe they added something to the bottom of the balloon to keep it from popping on, like, pine needles and stuff. I had it written down somewhere. It's been a week, y'all.
Yeah. But, like, as... Yeah,
they're coated in latex.
As they're making their great escape, they run over the balloon animal dog with the car.
The worst.
I know. That's for sure the dog did.
Yeah, that's not cool, though.
But they narrowly escape and decide, let's go to the police station.
Yeah, so Debbie's idea is to go to the police station.
Yes, because she's got... someone on the inside.
Yeah, as we find out.
So, we find out, once she shows up, that her and Officer Dave had a thing.
They had more than a thing. They are officially exes.
Yes. And Dave is still broken up about it.
Very. He is upset that Mike
is very clear Debbie dumped him.
Oh, 100%.
And then we also have Curtis Mooney, who's also there, who is Dave's boss.
Who's a butt.
He's a butt. Mm-hmm. And because of Mike's previous antics with the guys in the ice cream truck, mm-hmm. the officers don't really believe the tall tale of killer clowns.
From outer space.
And the dead people and the cotton candy mm-hmm. cocoons and all this. And so Curtis is dismissive. Dave is like, okay. Because I want to impress my girl again, I'm going to check it out. So, gets him in the car, but he's like, Debbie, I'm going to drop you off at home, and me and Mike are going to go and investigate.
Yeah, because he wants to beat up Mike. He's, like,
pretty much
throwing daggers via eyes.
Yeah, him and Mike, at this point, don't get along. No. Straight up.
Straight up jealousy. This is some real toxic masculinity going on.
Oh, yeah. So... He drops off Debbie, and Debbie's gonna go take the longest shower in all of cinema.
Absolutely.
And Dave and Mike make it to where the tent was, and it's now just a crater.
So Dave's like, obviously you're crazy, I must handcuff you.
Even though a giant crater, I think, would still warrant an investigation.
Yeah, well, Dave's dumb.
Dave is just a heartbroken man.
I mean, I love Dave. Don't get me wrong, I say this out of love.
So he handcuffs Mike.
He does.
And on their way back, they stop at the makeout peak. And Dave does some more investigation.
And finds some cotton candy remnants on the cars.
And in the inside, and broken glasses, and the fact that, like, cars are unlocked.
Yeah.
Doors are still open, but nobody's around, and all this cotton candy shit's everywhere. And he's like,
I think I screamed, like, stop touching a crime scene with your fingers right here.
Fingies!
Because, like, he is just, like, I'm just gonna grab this.
Tell me, he's got sticky fingers.
Butterfingers, maybe.
Butterfingers! So he's like, oh, shit, Mike's telling the truth. So he unhandcuffs Mike. He's like, I believe you. Let's go and come up with a game plan as to what to do. So him and Mike are gonna go back to the police station. They call Curtis again.
Mm-hmm.
And Curtis still doesn't believe him, thinks that Dave is now just in on it. And while this is now happening, the clowns are going through the town, like, mad. Like, there's, like, 20 to 30 running around.
Yes. They are having a grand old time.
Oh, Mischief
had.
We have them delivering pizzas with Shorty the Clown coming out and blasting the provocative lady.
Yeah.
Kind of like a 80s porn setup. Like, how am I going to pay for this pizza?
Oh, my God.
How can I repay you some other way?
Yep.
Yep.
One tries to lure a girl out in a fast food burger joint.
Yep. One does, like, puppet theater.
I love that one. That one was good.
Shorty has another good moment later on with the motorcycle gang.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? Knock my block off? And he boxes and his head comes flying off.
Amazing.
That is my favorite death of the whole.
It is so good. So
10 out of 10.
Straight decapitation.
Yeah, we have this whole montage happening, and Mike and Dave then come across a clown doing shadow puppets on the wall, entertaining a small crowd of people. And as they're watching, the hand puppet turns into a hungry dinosaur and chomps all the people.
Yep, eats them all up. Right in front of Dave and Mike. Right in front of them. Now Dave has all the evidence he needs to know for sure, for sure.
Yep, and Curtis is getting phone calls from all these people.
And he's ignoring them.
He's drinking on the job.
He's awful.
He's, like, telling people that they're fucking idiots on the line, like.
Yeah, because one of the things was in a convenience store. They were wrecking a convenience store. They made two of the people in there cotton candy, like.
And the store owner called in a frantic motion, and then he got cotton candied.
He literally, like, the officer literally hears him scream on the other line, and it's like, must be a break.
Yeah. So, after the shadow puppets, they're like, okay, we need to get back to the police station. So, they are on their way there. In the meantime, on their way there, a clown arrives in front of Mooney. Mooney arrests it, and it's still kind of pranking him.
Yeah.
So, like, removes his hands and everything like that.
It's pretty great.
He gets put into a cell with the teenage pranksters that we kind of saw earlier today.
What are you in for?
Yeah, that kind of situation. We didn't mention them before because they weren't really relevant to
honestly,
the story.
Honestly, they don't matter. They're just more kids.
They're in outfits that wear them, not them wearing the outfits.
Oh, it is so bad. It is so bad. I told Christy if Dave wore one of those outfits, it would be everything, but he didn't.
Yeah, and therefore,
it's lost on me.
Yeah. So we get a cut of essentially Mooney getting attacked. And we are kind of assuming that he's probably going to be dead by the time they get back.
Yes, absolutely.
So Dave returns to the station.
Alone.
To find it ransacked.
Mm-hmm.
And sees all, like, the clown footprints everywhere.
Okay, this is great. I really love this.
He finds the two teenagers in the cell dead, and one has the arm coming out of the cocoon.
Gross, but
10 out of 10. Then when he leaves the cell area, he comes across a clown doing a ventriloquist dummy act with Mooney.
This is creepy. This is effectively very, very good.
It's one of the things that I remember most about this movie.
Yeah.
And the fact that, like, the lines on his face to
are
blood, and he's got little rosy cheeks to, like, really make him look like a dummy.
Yeah. I like this scene a lot. It's probably one of the creepiest scenes in the entire film.
And it gives a way for the clowns to actually communicate using our language.
Because they have language, but it's not ours when they don't.
They use, like, buzzy, bimbling mumbly words.
Yeah.
That are kind of, like, auto-tuned to just seem a little off.
Yeah.
Even when he's doing the ventriloquist, like, that pitch is still there, but he's able to speak English.
Through, yeah.
Yes. And then once he's done saying his spiel, like, we want to kill you, Dave, he unreleases his hand from his back.
He literally pulls it out. You can, like, hear it go.
Yeah, and his whole hand's all bloody, and mm-hmm. you can just imagine that he was literally controlling
his voice
nervous
box. Yeah,
system and
gross.
Voice box and everything like that. And it's, like, 10 out of 10 thought there.
Yeah, very good. Very, very good. But,
Dave starts a-shooting it.
He decides to boop the nose.
He shoots the nose, and the nose explodes, and then so does the clown.
So their weakness is their clown nose.
Yep. Much like Dude Bro Party Massacre, you just gotta boop the nose.
Yeah, look into your heart.
You know it's true.
It to be true, yes.
So Mike goes and grabs his friends, Rich and Paul,
the ice cream boys.
Ice cream boys are like, hey, we need to warn people about these clowns and we gotta go get Debbie.
Yeah, and Paul and Rich are like, nah, what are you talking
they
about?
They get lured in by the prospects of potentially hooking up with Debbie's supposed roommates.
Which Mike clearly has lied about.
Yes, because he's like, people's lives are at stake. So, Debbie is now getting finally out of the shower.
Yeah, because this entire time, she's been
in the shower.
And as she was showering, we see the little popcorns that were stuck to her from the beginning of the movie start to move around and make noise in the, basically the wicker basket that serves as her laundry basket.
Yeah. And when she gets out of the shower, like, they're also, like, in the toilet, the sink, and the medicine cabinet, and they have grown into small...
baby clown.
Clown plant. Yeah, kind of very, Audrey 2-esque.
Yes.
So it's just the clown head, but they've got, like, plant-like...
It's like a spine with stem. A clown head on it.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to describe it.
I mean, they're growing.
It's clearly like a hand puppet, right?
Yeah. And they're attacking her, and she's fending them off. But as she's trying to escape, there are like 5 clowns at her house.
Mm-hmm.
And they do manage to abduct her and capture her in this giant balloon.
So, not a cotton candy cocoon.
No. And there are theories I read online about.
Did you?
Yes. So, I would just say that there's...
Yeah,
like,
it hit me
so,
with it.
Because there's not a lot of women clowns, or, like, the clown women are very different from the men that we've seen.
Yes.
That they are actually abducting women from Earth and turning them into clowns so that they can reproduce and keep their species alive. That is just a theory.
Is that what the popcorns are?
Like babies?
Yeah. Maybe. Are the popcorns babies, or are they just, like, an entirely different
thing? I think they're an entirely different thing because they're not, like...
They're not full-on clowns?
Yeah. But I'm thinking that, like, in order to...
truly, create clown baby.
Yeah, they need woman.
That would make sense.
I mean, not all the women in here get turned into cotton candy things.
True.
And there are other big balls.
There are. We
like
see
what Debbie's in mm-hmm. that area. So maybe they're, like, picking out the favorite ones.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, provocative lady was not doing it for them.
No.
I think Shorty was just like, I want to farm lasers.
Yeah, I think they just didn't care who was going to open the door. It was already decided they would be a cotton candy cocoon.
Yeah, they're like, we need food first, sex later. They had their priorities. Because we'll see later that they are using the life force and from the cocoons
yes.
to, like, get some sustenance.
Yum-yums.
So as she gets captured, Mike, Dave, and
the Terenzi twins?
Right? Yeah, the Terenzi brothers, they witness her floating down with all the clones and the balloon, mm-hmm. and they're like, okay, we gotta go.
We gotta save her.
So they rush on out to the amusement park.
Where the clown tent has moved.
The clown tent has moved.
Yes, yeah, so it was gone, it just moved locations.
Yeah, before they arrived there, the clowns beat them to there, of course.
Yes, of course.
And melt the security guard.
With a bunch of pies. Pies to the face.
And Shorty the clown puts a big old cherry on top.
I love this. I want this cherry. If
and
it
he,
still
like,
exists,
makes
I want
sure
it.
That it's all perfect, and he's like, yes. And then he
would. Yes, I love that. That is just It's the cherry on top.
It is! Hey. So the guys all show up and they're like, okay, we gotta go in there, we gotta get Debbie out, and then figure out what to do next.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they get in there, they get separated from the brothers. The brothers meet up with two clown women.
Yes, yes.
Oh, in a ball pit.
Okay, are they clown women?
From what everything I've been reading, they were the clown women. However, they looked like some of the dude clowns that just were like, I have inflatable boobs.
Literally, the boobs inflate. The boobs inflate on one of them, at least. For sure.
On both of them.
Okay, I was only looking at one.
One of them went to size D, though.
One was like massive,
titters.
Titters. Badongas. Badonga, badonga. Badonkadonk, but that's usually a butt. So, like, boobs.
I was like, no, keep going. You're getting somewhere. I don't know where, but you're getting there.
It's like you smell the burning from my brain. I'm trying to make it a discovery.
So, who knows what the Terenzi brothers are doing with them clowns in the ball pit, because they're not dead.
No, and we see them later with lots of kisses on them, so.
A lot of clown makeup.
Yeah.
A lot of cream pie on their face as well.
Are you sure that's just cream pie?
You know what? No. meanwhile, Dave and Mike do find Debbie in the cocoon area, and they get her free. And they also witness one of the clowns put a giant,
the silly straw,
and suck up blood through the cotton candy.
I love this.
And he's a big chunky dude.
He's a big boy.
I need a snack.
Me too. Me too.
So, they are now racing to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now become kind of a fun house.
Yeah, so, and
another door!
They're being chased by the clowns. They're trying to find a way out. But, of course, this place doesn't make any sense on the inside.
Because they're clowns.
It defies laws.
So, as they're going off, they get kind of lured into this giant arena-type
area. Yeah, it's a good way to describe it.
And they're literally surrounded by 50 to 60-plus clowns. Some of which we hadn't seen up until now.
Mm-hmm.
And they are climbing this barricade that's in the center, and they're at the very top, and they are literally surrounded.
Yeah.
And then the ice cream truck shows up, and this is where the Terenzi brothers show up, and they're like, hey!
We're alive!
We are your god! Look at the clown upon our truck!
Yeah, there's a clown figurine head on the top of the ice cream truck.
Yeah.
And they use the speaker out of it to pretend that they are god.
And it kind of looks like it's working.
It does.
Until. Until they anger Clownzilla JoJo.
Yeah, real big guy. Real big.
This is JoJo's newest, bizarrest adventure.
Oh my gosh. JoJo looks a little different in this iteration.
You know, this is Clown JoJo. This is multiverse.
This is multiverse JoJo. He's also evil. Like.
I'm just saying. That's a multiverse.
This is the only JoJo I recognize in the JoJo universe.
That's a fucking lie. That's a lie, you know it. but now there is a big standoff between Dave and the Clownzilla because he has instructed everybody to get the fuck out.
Yeah, which they do.
They do, except for the brothers.
May I make a note here, a side note, that Debbie, throughout this entire sequence in the Big Talk tent, is not grabbing onto Mike, her potential beau, but is grabbing onto Sir Dave.
Now, granted, when she escaped, Dave inserted himself between her and Mike.
Yes, but then
That one was Dave.
All the rest of it, she clings to Dave. Let me be clear. She clings to Dave.
To be fair, he's the one with the gun.
To be also fair, he's hotter than Mike, but, like.
But he's the one with the weapon.
And he's also the ex, though. Like, you would think, why not make, like, why not switch the roles? Like, why, like, what, Mike is actually, like, the ex, and Dave is the current boyfriend, and he was off duty or something. Like, we could have, like, a different whole story with this, but no. Dave is the ex, but also not sure he's really the ex. Prove me wrong.
Debbie is just confused. Okay.
I mean, she's going through a lot.
She's going through so much.
She's had a couple outfit changes. Yeah. I will say her second outfit is awesome, and I love it.
It's better than the first one.
Oh, much better than the first one.
So, her and Mike escape, and the police have shown up. Mm-hmm. Now, during this, Dave has run out of bullets, gotten grabbed by JoJo.
Yes.
Decides, quick thinking, grabs his badge with the pointy, like, pin part.
Yep.
And pops his nose. Mm-hmm. Causing the clown and all the, like, the whole
basically fall.
Ship
yeah.
To explode. Now this
is in the air.
This like, is where we thought Dave would die.
Yes. And he was supposed to.
Yes. But a tiny clown car falls from the sky, carrying Dave as well as the Terenzo brothers.
Yep.
And everybody has, with now no names, yeah. has survived. Woohoo! And, yeah, Mike is, like, happy that the brothers got out and that Debbie's out, but her and Mike are still hanging on to each other. Her and Dave. Sorry.
100%. They are back together. Prove me wrong.
And then fireworks happen, and then pies fall from the sky and landing on everybody's face.
Oh, man. And then, like, what? It ends with a still. Very 80s.
Yeah.
Very 80s.
That's the movie.
That is the movie.
So, Kelly, what did you think of this movie?
I actually really like this movie. It's very camp, but I really enjoy it, and Dave is everything to me as eye candy. It's just, it's good. I mean, there are certain things I wish were better. Debbie's acting is pretty bad for a good portion of the movie, and, like, you know, it's, you know what's kind of gonna happen as you watch it, but it's good. The feel, the atmosphere for it is very clowns. Yeah. I mean, we're so used to clown horror by now. I don't know how new it was then. It might have been a bit newer. But nowadays, it's like, clowns are just evil. It just is what it is.
Yeah. This is one of the movies that I wanted to show you since we started this podcast.
This is very entertaining. Worth the watch.
Yes. It's kind of on one of those, like, must-see horror lists.
Yes.
At some point. Let's do some fun facts. Oh, so our kill count is 40.
That's a lot. That is a lot. I mean, they rampage the entire town. They rampage
the town. You count the cocoons.
Yeah.
Because clearly none of the cocoons are empty because they shoot at the person and it
forms. It creates the cocoon around
yeah,
them.
Yeah, so none of those cocoons are empty.
No. So, quite a lot of death. So, excellent fun fact. So, this was filmed mostly in Watsonville, California. It was also filmed at the Santa Cruz Boardwalk. My assumption would be that ending part was probably the boardwalk where the they move the town tent. I've actually been there, so I kind of know what it looks like, but
hey.
Yeah.
No two clowns look alike, and two of the clown masks were repurposed for Ernest Scared Stupid.
I like that. Did you also read something like each of the masks or whatever were, or like clowns were built off of, like, they were circle shaped and inverted triangle, mm-hmm. and like, so it, and then you can kind of feel that. I like it. I think it's silly.
And there's a little bit of animatronicness to them.
Oh, yeah. They are, actually, they emote pretty well.
Yeah.
I was pleasantly surprised by that.
Yeah. And the directors had the actors in the clowns, they were told to act like they were moving underwater.
Oh, interesting.
So, like, that's why they kind of look like they're a little bit defying gravity.
Yeah.
And, like, really kind of, like,
given them moon
bouncy
shoes.
A little bit. So, because the actors shoes. Were told to act like they were walking underwater.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
The original title was Killer Clowns, but then they thought that might be considered a slasher. Like, people would think it was that, and it's really not. So they did add the From Outer Space. I actually think that was a good call. I do think that was a good call, because Killer Clowns, to me, does say slasher.
Yeah. The director's favorite scene was the shadow puppet scene.
Oh, I love that.
It was one of their favorites to film.
The popcorn gun that they used to shoot Debbie and Mike was, it took them $7,000 to build this thing, right? It was a lot. It was a lot. It took 6 weeks, $7,000. That's a lot. It's yeah. a lot.
The weak spot of the clowns were inspired by zombie movies.
Okay, I love that.
And the final boss, most of that is stop motion.
I thought it was supposed to be, and then they didn't.
Supposed to be stop motion.
Yeah, and then it ended up being a suit that one of the brothers
And wore. Then distant perspectives.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot a word.
You good.
I was tired.
Most of the vehicles were rented, so they had to be careful with them and they couldn't destroy them. I think there was one car that they actually fucked up on accident. But, I mean, it is what it is.
Like, well, the car that was supposed to fall off the bridge, it was supposed to fall completely off the bridge, but it got stuck in a tree.
Yeah.
So that was actually a mistake, but they had to keep it in the movie because that was only a one-shot type of deal.
Yeah, you can't redo that one.
Nope.
It worked, though.
The only last one that I really found interesting was the actor playing Mike had to dye his hair because they didn't want two blonde leading guys.
Oh, my God. Really?
I mean, other... Debbie's also blonde.
True, she is blonde.
So...
I've never been all blondes. I've never been fine.
As a brunette, I like to see representation.
I will say, like, I did not know he was a blonde. They did a very good job in, like...
Yeah, he looks like a normal brunette.
Yeah. I will say, there's a theme song to this, made for the movie, performed... Is it written by them as well? A band called The Dickies.
It's great.
It's very good.
It's one of my favorites. I think I have it on, like, normal playlists.
And the music video, very good.
10 out of 10.
Don't think I really have much else, yeah.
I have a few fun reviews.
And I have taglines.
Wonderful. I'll quick just do the reviews. A 2.5 star.
What the hell?
Would this movie benefit from a central protagonist and a cohesive plot? Yes. Would I change a thing? No. Why would you just give it 2.5 stars? Questions. I have questions.
Beat them up, Christy.
A 4-star review. This documentary about clown sightings in 2016 is much crazier than I expected.
God, that is a wild time. And that was before COVID, man.
Yeah.
We just went downhill so fast. So fast.
4.5 star. What if I ate one of the popcorn guys? Asking for a friend.
I would also like to know.
And a 3.5 star. God, just wrap me in a cotton candy cocoon like a sugary sweet slut that I am. 7 out of 10.
Sugary sweet slut. I appreciate that.
Taglines.
There are quite a few. It's crazy.
With a K?
No. Missed opportunity.
Also, they were doing this K instead of C things before the Kardashians.
Fuck the Kardashians.
I'm just saying the Kardashians stole it from Killer Clowns.
I'm just saying that the Kardashians very much amuse me.
Could you imagine if they did the sequel and the
yes!
And the clowns showed up at the Kardashian home and turned them all into cocoons? 10 out of 10 movie it's, right
there. It
would
there. Be Keeping Up with the Clowns.
Yes! We need this movie.
I want to see it.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space 2, Keeping Up with the Clowns.
Have you seen any of those TikToks of people who are, like, pretending to be the Kardashians and they spoof it? They, like, parody it, like...
No.
I need to show you. After we record, I will show you. The greatest show on Earth, just not of Earth.
Oh.
Step right up and see the greatest show in the galaxy. Admission is free. Will you survive? In space, no one can eat ice cream. Lame. Lame. Alien bozos with an appetite for close encounters. I actually like that. That's good. Horrific harlequins with an appetite for close encounters.
Okay.
And then big top, big shoes, big teeth. Sounds very Red Riding.
Is that all of them?
That's all I got.
Let's grade this shit!
Woo! So Christy and I have 5 questions that we score each question on a scale of 1 to 10 for a possible score 50 each, 100 total. This is for us to rank our movies for how we kind of like them.
Yeah, because we are opinionated bitches.
Yeah, we are.
First question, in our opinion, was it a good horror movie?
I give this an 8.
Gave it a 7.
I like this movie. It is worth the watch.
Yes. How is the acting?
4.
4.
Yeah, Debbie hurts this a lot. She's just very over the top. She does get better as you watch the movie throughout, partly because she takes a shower for probably a good half of the movie, but it's just, she's not great. She's not great.
How were the special effects?
It was a 10.
I gave it a 9.
It's all practically done, and it's done very well.
Yeah. Was it a compelling story or have interesting twists?
5.
6. Writing and character development?
5.
5.
Yeah. So my total score was a 32.
Mine's a 31.
So, where does this put this?
This is putting us in between The Blob from 1958 and The Blair Witch Project.
I love The Blair Witch Project. I was thinking about that recently because of our next movie.
So, Kelly, what is your choice for aliens?
My choice for aliens is Cloverfield from 2008. Mm-hmm. Christy and I were a little worried at first. I did not realize this, but it is an alien, but we originally thought maybe it was a man-made ocean creature.
So, like, you find it out in, like, the sequels that, like, it's came down in a meteor, landed in the Atlantic Ocean, and then this is just when it was awoken because of, like, spillages and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and we were like,
so ocean stuff.
It's not said it's an alien in the movie.
It's not.
So, it is an alien. It was just slumbering into water, and then it got wakey-wakeyed, and then we have Cloverfield.
He went wakey-wakey eggs and bakey on Manhattan.
Yeah. That would be a great tagline. Yes!
Wakey wakey eggs and bakey in Manhattan.
Because every horror franchise needs to be in Manhattan at some point.
Yeah, well, I mean, what is it? Jason makes it to Manhattan.
And now Scream!
Scream?
Scream 6.
Scream 6 in Manhattan.
Yup, we're going.
Also, might I add, I did not realize until very recently, Christy and I have recently watched the series Wednesday, but Jenna Ortega is in Scream 5. She's the girl that's hurt. And I was like...
You didn't know that?
Oh my god! I realized that after watching Wednesday.
She's the one that's like, I still like the Babadook better.
She's the one that I was like, I really like her acting, but for some reason we're following her sister. Which makes sense now.
I think she'll be more predominant in the next one, because it's her sister, and the two siblings.
Yeah.
And it's Halloween.
I mean.
And they're on the run, essentially.
I'm very excited. I mean, obviously we love Scream.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, Cloverfield is what we're covering for next episode. I am excited to talk about it because I have a lot to say about this movie and about how I feel about it.
Kelly has many feelings, and we will talk about them on the next.
We will. I have to preface this with, I chose it without seeing it again. Like I do with pretty much everything I do on this podcast.
I mean, there are, at this point, rare horror movies that you've seen that we haven't covered.
True.
So, at this point, I'm just assuming that you haven't seen it.
Yes, and then...
And I will be more surprised.
Do we want to wait to introduce what our next theme will be?
We could do what the next theme is.
So, Christy chose... You chose this one?
I did my random app generator. I had plugged in, like, 60 to 70 themes, and then I hit random, and it spit out experiments.
So, we will be doing experiments.
In February.
I mean, if you want, you can always recommend an experiment movie. I would be very open to this.
Yeah. We have our two already picked. We're not going to say what they are yet.
I mean, come on.
That's...
You just got to listen to our episodes.
I mean, we can't just spoil everything.
I mean, come on.
But yeah, so that's our February theme. And then March, we might do something with a guest. Still up in the air, though. But we'll also try and cover, like, the Evil Dead movie that comes out this year.
Because we have to
keep the bookend with Evil Dead, because we're all caught up.
Listen.
We've covered the remake. We've covered the original three. We gotta get ready for Evil Dead Rise. And it looks so good.
It looks creepy. Also, I love Bruce Campbell, and he posts about it. And, like, of course I follow Bruce Campbell on social media.
I need the cheese grater scene.
That looks disgusting.
I need it.
I like
I never thought I needed something more in my life until I saw a cheese grater go into someone's leg and then cut. And I'm like, I need this scene.
I'm gonna die. And if we see that in theaters, it's gonna freak me out.
We are. And we it comes see out. It. I'm pretty sure it comes out.
April, right?
Before your wedding, yeah.
Yes.
So... Congratulations!
Here's your wedding present!
We go see Scary Movie, and you're like, why?
Well, I want to go. I do want to see this one.
There's a lot of good stuff coming out this year that if you want us to cover sooner than later as it comes out.
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know, because there's just a lot of good stuff. There's one where, like, this kid gets, like, possessed from a tree or something like that.
Well, what?
And he starts drinking blood and starts...
Excuse me?
Like, having to live off of blood, and he's like, I prefer it. Like, the trailer was so creepy, I'm like, I'm intrigued. There's also, I can't remember the name of it for some reason. And then there's another one that I saw last night where, like, it's, like, Michael and Lucifer having a battle. And, like, it kind of looked really interesting because, like, they were stealing, like, the clothes of Jesus that they had found and things of that nature to find, like, DNA for resurrection and, like, Lucifer's resurrection baby type of shit. And I'm like, that seems like cool shit. But I didn't catch the title because I didn't finish the trailer because we started anime.
Oh.
But I have the video saved on my laptop.
We will have to consider that as well, then.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's also the movie about a cocaine bear based on a true event.
I think I heard about that.
Yeah.
I want to watch this.
Cocaine!
I want to watch Cocaine Bear. Anyway.
Not to be confused with Blood and Honey, which is the Winnie the Pooh movie coming out. Which I will see.
I probably won't.
I watch anything. Good, the bad, and the...
Very, very ugly. Hashtag Friday the 13th remake.
Also, guys, I just watched Terrifier 2 finally.
Friday
the
13th? Yeah. Yeah, Friday the 13th.
I just watched Terrifier 2. Probably won't cover it because I don't think Kelly can handle it.
Yeah, Christy was texting me. She's like, I think this one's for you.
Yeah, you're not big into the gore.
No.
Like, you can handle it. Like, I know you can handle, like, Evil Dead remake level of gore.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Yeah. Terrifier, at least two. One goes pretty hard, but two goes so fucking hard that I'm just like, Kelly will have her eyes closed for most of this movie, and it's 2.5 hours long.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I'd be like, Christy, when can I look? And you'd be like, never. You just can't open your eyes again.
You'll just hear sounds coming, and you're like, what is that? Like, someone whispering, Mom? And I'm just like, you can't look. And she's hanging on for dear life.
Oh,
there's
good.
No recovery.
I'm good. I think I'm going to pass on that one.
I know. But I just want to say I enjoyed it, and I highly recommend it for the hardcore gore
fans.
Gore fans. Where my gore fans at?
Where my
stuff? Like, I wouldn't be able to pick a favorite gore moment.
Really?
There's too many. It's too much.
That's a lot of gore.
And it starts immediately.
I think I'm going to pass.
It starts immediately because it picks up right where the first one ended.
Okay. I'm making a face right now at Christy.
But, like, I will still talk to you about the lore that as it comes out.
Yes. I mean, I need to know. I'm on a need-to-know basis. I don't want to watch it, though.
Yeah. That's my only thing about Terrifier 2 is I wish that they went harder on the lore of what Art the Clown is.
Okay.
Because they kept hinting at it.
But they never actually...
And it's very clear that he's not a normal human.
Okay.
Obviously, based on the final scene. That I watched.
I have questions.
There's only one scene that actually physically got to me that I'm like, I need RuPaul's Drag Race and ice cream stat.
For real.
And that was me the rest of the day.
I mean, yeah, sometimes when you watch those movies, like, you gotta, like, cleanse your palate.
Yeah. Any woozles. Yeah, so Cloverfield, 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know if there's any movies that you want to see, and if you can do that.
Yes.
On Facebook at Unnerved, a Horror Movie Podcast. We have a wonderful group over there. Feel free to post over there questions, polls. That's also where we post any tiebreakers that we need on our lists. Any, polls for Cringemas. That's where those go up. Also on Twitter at ANNerved.
Mm-hmm.
You can also DM us over there. We kind of keep tabs on those as well. That's where we've gotten most of our requests from people. And if you also want to follow me on Instagram, I post about haunted house, horror stuff, odd good shit.
Yeah.
At Lilith_Hilltopple. And if you like our artwork as much as we do.
Yeah, go check out my sister Danny at Danny Draws Dragons on Instagram. And also our episode about Annihilation where she guest stars on it.
Yes. But in the meantime, stay safe.
Yes.
Get that extra shot of spook. It's 2023.
Get the spook.
New year, new
and
spook.
This episode does drop on a Friday the 13th, so happy Friday the 13th!
Leave out cookies for Jason.
What kind of cookies?
Ooh, I think he's like an Oreo guy.
I was thinking gingerbread.
because I figured he likes to take things apart, you know? He wants to get to the juicy center. Okay. But you know Ginger, because he gotta get that snap.
Yeah, snap.
That snap, though. Watch, he's like...
He's like,
I like my snickerdoodles. My mama made the best snickerdoodles.
Yeah, go out on our, where we just plugged everything. Go tell us what kind of cookie Jason needs on Friday the 13th.
Yes, I want to know. Like, maybe we'll make a poll sometime.
We should do that for tomorrow. We're going to. You will see that.
I'm going to make a poll. What cookies are you leaving out for Jason tonight? And I'll make a poll of the ones that we just said. And I'll put one for miscellaneous. And you leave in the comments if we left one out. And if you say he prefers oatmeal raisin cookies.
You're just wrong.
I'm a riot.
You just don't like
and life. You are the first on his kill list this year.
You left out the wrong cookies. He must destroy you.
That's how he figures out who he's going to kill. It's not if you have sex or not. It's whether or not you left out the right cookies.
Mm.
For his birthday.
Oh my god.
Anyways, stay safe, stay spooky, and we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Bye! Bye.